Welcome to ID the Future from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. In this second segment of William Dembski's appearance on the Gilmore and Glahn show, Gilmore and Dembski discuss whether or not intelligent design is science and what is the theory's current status among scientists.
I am fascinated to hear you say that intelligent design is primarily a scientific endeavor, a mathematical endeavor, multidisciplinary scientific endeavor with theological overtones, because I know from having known you personally that that was a long struggle, that for the longest time, intelligent design was dismissed as creationism in lab coats. And so it seems to me that probably much to their dismay, the materialist advocates, the Jerry Coynes of the world and Richard Dawkins and so forth, although I had to laugh the other month or last year, I saw E.O. Wilson refer to Dawkins as not a scientist, but a journalist. I thought that was rather amusing. But even giving it an imprimatur, if you will, of scientific credibility and bona fides has been a long time coming, has it not?
Well, I think in my view, in my approach to the problem, I think it has been a scientific endeavor. And yet, I think there's been a lot of conflation with theological issues. I mean, one problem, I think, is that intelligent design is not going to get NIH or NSF funding. So Where is it going to get funding? Well, Largely from conservative Christian groups, as it has turned out, that sees some theological and cultural mileage as being gotten out of intelligent design. That's one reason I ended up teaching at conservative theological seminaries. That was about the only place where I could get a job. As it is, I have a theological background and an MDiv degree from Princeton Seminary. So that's what allowed me actually for a number of years to put bacon on the table. It's because my academic career in the secular world had gone down the toilet once I was publicly associated with intelligent design. So, but the thing is, you know, whereas the materialists have been dead set against intelligent design, I'm not sure that the fundamentalists and the young earth creationists have helped our cause that much either, looking back now, because it seems that they have, to some degree, also turned against intelligent design because it's not offering them the cultural and theological mileage that they would like to get out of it.
That's interesting. It's not, in one sense, pure enough?
Not pure enough and doesn't go far enough. I mean, because they really want a Genesis literalism in which the world is created in 6 24-hour days and where the science backs that up.
Intelligent design
is at best agnostic about that. And most of my colleagues would say, you know, standard geology and cosmology is just fine as I am.
Right. Just so there's no misunderstanding, it's the official position of the Gilmore and Glahn podcast that the Earth is not 6,000 years old.
My position, too.
Right. As you said, just to make it explicit. Yeah. Something that I was reading in an interview that you had with a website called thebestschools.org, and it was fascinating. Before we went on air, I said, you know, there were things I learned about Bill that I hadn't known over going into a decade and a half or more now of knowing him, both professionally and as a friend. What was interesting, though, I think for purposes of the podcast, Bill, was that you referenced or intimated that even theistic evolutionists will have problems with you and an intelligent design. And I thought that was interesting, given that I think our audience can understand that theistic evolutionary supporters say that standard operating procedure, neo-Darwinianism, is completely compatible with the Christian understanding writ large of creation and of a divinely ordered world, et cetera, et cetera. Where would there be something within intelligent design that would be problematic for those people?
Yeah. Theistic evolution, I mean, the adjective there is theistic. So I would say the emphasis is on evolution, and it's not just any form of evolution. I mean, if you think that God is involved in the evolutionary process, and the evolutionary process actually gives evidence of purpose or design, that would be an intelligent design view. One of my colleagues, Michael Behe, he takes that view. I mean, basically, the design process works through evolution, and Darwinian and other materialistic processes are inadequate to explain what we see in biology. But the theistic evolution, as the term is typically used, refers to a position in which evolution takes a purely materialistic form. So the science appears purely materialistic, and yet that's God's way of working. So it's kind of a kludge, I mean, of theological position and a standard materialistic scientific position. And I would say the theistic evolution position, I mean, it's very dominant in especially the Christian Academy, the CCCU, Council of Christian Colleges and Universities. I mean, I couldn't get a job at most Christian colleges, given my views, because they take this theistic evolutionary perspective. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange. I mean, you've got the materialistic evolutionists who are against us because, you know, we're supposed to have the science wrong. The theistic evolutionists typically will say, not only do we have the science wrong, but we're also theologically suspect because, any theology worth having has to make its peace with Darwin and evolutionary theory. I mean, in fact, I heard one fellow who was at the time head of the Biologos group, this was Francis Collins's theistic evolution group, saying that this is a missional issue for him. So the Christian community has to get on board with evolution because that's the only way we can have credibility and speak the gospel to this generation. So I'm on the outs with the theistic evolutionists, I'm on the outs with the materialistic evolutionists, and then the young earth fundamentalist creationists, they don't seem to have much use for me in intelligent design either. So it's
you can't win.
The basis support has proven a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, chimerical. That just shows me that you can't win for losing. So you must be onto something because you confound people on all sides of the issue.
Join us for more of John Gilmore's interview of William Dembski on the next episode of ID the Future. For more about Dembski's latest book, Being as Communion, visit beingascommunion.com. For more coverage and commentary on the debate over evolution and intelligent design, be sure to visit Evolution News and Views at www.evolutionnews.org.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.